Yeah, I remember the old Civic Bathing Beach quite well. Used to come in off of Bay Street down the hill, and used to come into the parking lot there, and they had two big H huts, like Army huts, H huts, and they were bathhouses. You had the locker rooms, showers, and you had the snack bar and everything right there. And the lifeguards were there, of course. They had an L-shaped dock. It went out, straight out, and went the L-shape run east and west. And that was deep water off the dock. It was over your head. And it had diving boards on there and everything. And then over to one side, they had rafts for kids, all roped off, where the little kids could play in there with the rafts and whatnot. But, it was a pretty good spot. They used to had picnic tables down there, and you buy coffee and chocolate bars and everything. And I think it cost a nickel for a locker for the day, 5 cents. But I think half the North End used to gather down there one time or another during the week.
In the summertime, the Civic Bathing Beach was also a popular spot for young North Enders after the sun went down.
There half the night. Right down the foot of Bay Street, the old Civic Bathing Beach. Crazy guys be sitting on the tables with their guitars and used to lay in the grass. There's lots of grass down there on the hills, and Breezy Withers would play his guitar. The girls would dance. This is raised hell, you know. So we never thought anything of it. It was just some place to hang out. I mean, we had nothing else to do. Nobody had any money. They'd be singing and playing guitars and in swimming creeks. Midnight. Hell. Nobody give a damn. Them. Nobody give a damn how long you stayed there. There was no curfew, no cops, no nothing.
Another place North End youngsters went to have fun was the boathouses located just west of the bathing beach.
We used to go down to Askew's or Agnew's and rent a boat, rowboat. They had good rowboats, too. Real good rowboats. And we used to rent a rowboat. And sometimes we'd rent two of them. I think it cost 75 cents for all day. And I had cushions in there and oars, and we'd rent one, maybe two, and we'd get way out in the middle of the bay. We'd start chasing each other, you know, rowing and paddling, and one boat would catch up to another boat, and we all jump into the one and dump it over. Out the middle of the bay, over the boat would go. And of course, we'd all get underneath it and take a good deep breath and heave, flip it over, and climb back in, start all over again, till the harbor patrol come out, the police come out, tied us onto the back of the police boat, and towed us back into. Next weekend, they'd rent us another boat.
Fishing was also popular around the shores of the bay. It could also provide a little extra for the family table. As Charles remembers it, it could also offer some unexpected rewards.
We never fished on this side. I was the north side of the bay. The water was always cleaner because the water coming through the canal seemed to circulate around that way and back out. We used to pedal our bikes over to LaSalle Park. And it was an old steamer sunk at the LaSalle Park. She was one of the old ferry boats for Hamilton. But we used to sit on the steamboat and fish. We used to catch all kinds of fish. We used to catch perch, bass, sunfish, catfish, especially catfish. These were good eating. We used to go up the stream across from the old rendezvous, down the hill, through Henry's Park. We'd follow the stream up there, and there was big, deep holes in there. We used to catch all kinds of catfish. But they were pure white meat. Boy, they were good eating.
After World War II, Charles remembers that things began to change.
I guess the last time I swam in the bay was after the war, after World War II. Swam in the bay a few times. Went out boating and dived out of the boat and pushed the boat along in front of you and swim along behind it to the other side of the bay. And we were all pretty good swimmers. But I used to jump out of the boat, think nothing of it. Christ, I remember the day you got a mouthful of water, you swallowed it, didn't mean a thing. The water was clear. It was good water. But then they started pumping all the crap from Stelco and DeFasco and Procter Gamble's and everybody else and International Harvester. They just pumped it in the bay and to hell with it. They really, really fouled it up. Even the lake. It's getting fouled up. Hang signs up there. Call a form, swim at your own risk and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
You wonder what the hell's coming off. Because that lake water, boy, it used to be ice cold. You could just reach down, grab a handful and take a drink any place along there.
Pollution was not the only thing cutting North Enders off from the bay. The shore was soon surrounded by a maze of fences and no trespassing signs.
This would be a great place. Well, I used to walk all along the bay shore. I used to walk from the docks at Catherine Street. You'd walk around the bay shore, walk around all the way along Bay Street, right to foot of Strand Street. You used to walk. Yeah, there was nothing barred your way or stopped you from walking along there.
Just a pathway.
You used to walk all the way around the bay to the railway yards. People hate to see people walking around free.